Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollack. We are injury lawyers. We bring the show to you to educate you, to teach you, to talk about injury subjects, hopefully put you on a level playing field with the insurance company that's going to try to beat and defeat and mitigate your claim, your injury claim, reduce your injury claim down to nothing or next to nothing. That's what they do. That's what they have their computer program set to do. That's what they're trained to do. And that's what they do. We said many times before, you have an injury claim, you don't understand. Now you're going to understand this is war. This is war. That's what it's all about. They're in the war to win it. Who do you have on your side? You know, they have their own, these insurance companies have their own doctors. They have their own lawyers. They send you to these so-called IMEs, independent medical examinations, and they're not anything but independent. They're not independent. You know, and so we decided to do an entire series, and this is the first part of the series, of the shows on the ABCs of how insurance companies try to defeat and beat your claim. So we're gonna run the series on that. We're going to go through the process. We're going to cover a variety of subjects when we do this. We're going to talk about, you know, what the insurance companies do before the accident ever happens. Once you've been injured, what do they do? How do they deal with you in contacting them or you contacting them? What you need to know. How do they really, really evaluate your claim later? What records do they need and what documents do they need? What are the subtleties in evaluation of a claim? What are the fine points? What are behind the scenes in these insurance companies' processes to evaluate your claims and pay you compensation for your injuries, damages, and losses? And, you know, these can be very serious, and they can be life-changing, life-altering events. We're talking about car accident cases, truck car cases, truck bike cases, car bicycle cases. If you're on your bicycle, if you're a pedestrian and hit by a car, the same thing. So we're talking about all kinds of injury cases involving a motor vehicle in this series, and insurance companies that cover these at-fault drivers and what they do. You know, we just finished a series on the ABCs of injuries and car accidents, and our last show in the series dealt with if you're the actual person that got sued. We had a courtroom scene. You're the juror in that scene, and there were some very interesting questions, and we got some feedback with regard to that and some questions on that. So evidently, we piqued somebody's interest with regard to what actually happens in the courtroom. So that's going to be covered again in this series, but it's going to be towards the last part of the series because we're going to go through this from before the accident, before this, at the scene of the accident, through your treatment process, and how do these insurance companies actually set it up to beat you, and you don't even know what's happening, but you need a good experienced attorney. You know, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900, 795-5900. And in the mountains, it's 970-870-8989. We got offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. Okay, let's get started. So we're going to talk a little bit now about, you know, what insurance companies do before an accident ever happens, how they set this up, how they prepare this, Brad, and people don't believe that happens, but it really, really happens.
Oh, you bet. Insurance companies are ready to go before the accident ever happens. They believe that a lot of times the best medicine or the best way to avoid having to pay a claim is knowing what to do that when and knowing what you're going to miss when the accident happens so they can have an advantage. Obviously, the first place comes with the policy. And I can't stress on people enough that you have to look at your policy. You have to try and figure out how it's written. You have to understand what's going on with your insurance policy. The fact that a different agent or a different person tells you that the policy is that their premium is lower, normally you're getting what you pay for, and that means you're getting lower coverage. And the first place insurance companies have you sacrifice on your coverage is for your own self, your own uninsured, your own underinsured motorist coverage. And believe me, it's not a pleasant thing when you deal with insurance companies and you find that for some reason your agent didn't listen to what you wanted or that it's not in the policy and they want to hold you responsible. I mean, I've even recently had an insurance company. There's a law out there, folks. There's a law that says, it specifically says that if you are not going to have underinsured motorist coverage or uninsured motorist coverage, you have to sign a waiver. Now, it's only one time, and then every renewal, it applies, but you must sign a waiver. And I'm dealing with an insurance company now where the lawyers for the insurance company have all but admitted that the waiver that was supposedly signed is a fraud. It's a forgery. It's not correct. Somebody else signed it. They've admitted it. They can't get around it. But their statement is, well, we've sent this person three different deck sheets when they've renewed their premium, and there's a case out there that says a person is responsible to read their policy and their deck sheets and responsible to know what's on it. So now they want to say, even if we fraudulently do the waiver, even if the waiver doesn't get signed, even if it's not there, we can ignore that law because we've sent you copies of your deck sheets, and you should have been able to figure it out. And you should have known your insurance, and so now you're responsible for not having the coverage you thought you had.
You know, it's almost like that television commercial we see on TV about a certain insurance company. I won't use their names, but, you know, like the ad goes something like, you know, did you read on page 5, paragraph 3, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you didn't. Well, you're not covered. Or that doesn't work for you. Or this doesn't work for you. Or we're going to issue a letter of a reservation of rights letter, which means that's the first step in denying your coverage. And so part of what we're talking about is your own car insurance policy before the accident happens. And we're talking about today how insurance companies try to beat your claim. And we've got a whole series going on this. But it's so important, as Brad just pointed out, what you do with your own insurance company. And yes, there's a case, and Brad hit the nail right on the head when he said there's a case that says you have to read your own insurance policy and you have to understand it. Okay. So that's very complicated sometimes, and it's very complicated legal language, and nobody wants to sit down and read these policies. And I got to tell you what, I'll make a confession. Sometimes I don't want to read them, but then I have an internal self-imposed wake-up call. Hello, Gary, because this is important. I've got to read these coverages. I've got to read the declaration sheet. I got to make sure nobody made a mistake. I got to make sure, even on my renewals, I've got to make sure no mistake was made. They didn't change anything. The computer didn't change anything. And you have to do the same things. You know, Brad, also, we do a live call-in show on Saturday mornings on a different station. It's the AM dial, 6:30 AM, KHOW. It's on from 7 to 8 in the morning on Saturday mornings. It's live call-in. And you can call us there also, ask us questions. But many times we get people calling us asking about insurance coverage. And during the week, people call us. And you can call us just to ask us an insurance question, an insurance coverage question. Now, how good is that? You can do that because sometimes this is just very, very confusing. It's a mountain for somebody to climb if they don't understand all the lingo.
Oh, it can be misleading. It can be deceiving within the policy itself. You don't plan on your agent. You know, another example is just recently I was going through renewals on my policies and got the bill. Of course, they get the bill to you. They don't miss on that. I look at the deck sheet and all of a sudden I see those golden words on my second and third car that says it's quote that my UIM is quote included. My $250,000 coverage is included. So my wife and I have three cars together. We find out it's included. Well, guess what included means, folks? Included means that you don't have separate coverage on your uninsured motorist for each policy in each vehicle. It means that you have one coverage and that's it. And it's from the first car policy. And now the rest is not being stacked. You don't have what you think you have is $750,000 coverage. You don't have it. Specifically and directly contrary to what I told the insurance agent I wanted. And even worse then, you go to the umbrella and you think you have an umbrella of $1 million of coverage. And specifically in a direct violation of what I told the insurance agent, I find out that the UIM to have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage on an umbrella policy, you must get an endorsement. It doesn't come automatically. Specifically did not have the endorsement on it. That period. No matter what it was, I told him did not have it. And let me give you a little secret. Unless you have what's known as a special relationship with your insurance agent, which means something more than just a business and telling him to do this, unless you have a special relationship, you may have a very tough time being able to sue the agent for not giving you the insurance coverage that you thought you had. It's very, very difficult to read these policies. It's very difficult to read what they say. It's very difficult to understand what you do and don't have. And then even when you think you have it, you may not have it.
All right. Now, so we're talking about this series that we're doing on how insurance companies try to beat you. And so one of the ways it all happens is that you don't get afforded enough insurance coverage on your own car insurance policy. And you say, well, if I'm hit by another driver, their insurance company's liable. Yes. for many things, but not everything. So you need to understand your own car insurance policy, period. You need to understand it. Also, you know, we've written a book called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. And the reason I bring that up is because the last half of that book, and it's free, you can go to at our website, championsofthepeople.com. The last half of that book covers insurance policies and has picture examples and narrative explanations on what you need to do right now today in case you're hit by somebody that leaves the scene or somebody that has no insurance or somebody that doesn't have enough insurance. So you can read that book. You can get it at our website free, or you can call us. But also, I want you to understand that you can give us a call anytime and ask us about insurance coverage. This is very important. Brad just made a critical point or points in the fact that his own insurance agent didn't follow the instructions. Is there a mistake in the policy? And after the accident happens, it's too late. After the accident happens, you can't change things. But you can fix things right now, right today. You can give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900, and our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. You can go there. It's an information loaded website. Why do we do it? We do it for you. We do it to give you information. Information is empowering. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to talk to you about your situation, your declaration sheet, and people call us every week to ask these questions. We're glad to do it. 303-795-5900, because we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're here for you. We are injury attorneys. Listen, we each have over 30 years of experience. We can put our experience to work for you. You can put our experience to work for you. All you have to do is call us. You can come in for a free initial consultation, and you get a free legal game plan. Now listen, we've trademark protected this legal game plan concept. It's so important because we pack our 30 years of experience into a legal game plan for you, and then we apply it to your own personal situation, your injuries, your personal pre-existing medical condition before the accident, how the accident happened, what kind of medical treatments you're going to need. Are you going to need surgery? That's a different legal game plan. If you're hit by a drunk driver, that's a different legal game plan. And so we put that to work for you, our 30 years of experience. You can call us anytime. Okay, today, this is the first part in our series of the ABCs of how insurance companies try to beat you and defeat you. And in the first part of the show, we talked about your own car insurance policy. Brad talked about an umbrella policy. You must need specific endorsements. You need to understand what stacking insurance coverages mean. You need to understand what UIM means. And Brad, let's talk a little bit about stacking insurance coverages. Now, we're way before the scene of the accident. We're way before the accident. We're right here today. What do people need to understand generally? I mean, there are many exceptions, but generally about the stacking concept.
Well let me, here's what it is. Okay, you have three cars. Let's say you have three cars in your household. You have a husband and wife who each have a car, and you have an extra car in case it breaks down, or you have another car, or you have two cars. Or your kids have a car. Now, you get what's called underinsured motorist protection. It's supposed to be in the amount of your regular liability insurance, and you're supposed to be able to have this insurance. What insurance companies like to do is they like to give you that coverage on one car. So let's say you have a policy of 5,100. So they like to give you a $50,000 coverage for yourself in the event the person who hits you doesn't have enough insurance to cover your injuries. In the event your injuries are much larger than what the coverage is, or they have no insurance, they like to give you the $50,000 coverage. Now, you think you might have that on all three cars, because what happens is you get it on car number one and it says 50,100 for underinsured, for the UM, uninsured motorist coverage. And then when you get the policy for car number two, or when you look down the deck page at the categories for car number two and three, it says included. And you think that means the same amount is included. It doesn't. What it means is they're only giving you one uninsured motorist coverage on the car number one. Now, it will also apply to car number two and car number three, but what you're missing out on is, under law, if you had that $50,000, $100,000 number in each box or for each policy, you can then add the policies together. And in this case, you have three cars. You now have $150,000 of coverage for your own injuries, for your own, for what happens to you and your own losses in the event the person who hits you doesn't have enough coverage. Now, what's interesting to make sure you know is when you see included in that box where it says uninsured motorist, what they're telling you is included in another policy or in another or in other insurances being written. That's the only place you will see included meaning that in your policy. You can look for, it says tow protection, it says included. That means it's included within the same policy. If you look and it says, do I have protection for my car windows being broken out? It might say included. That is included within your own policy. The only time included means it's included in another policy for another vehicle that's being carried forward is when it's on uninsured motorist coverage. It is confusing. It misleads you. And insurance companies have been getting away with it, and they're getting away with it in a way to make sure that they can write something that for lesser premiums that they don't have to cover, and they can lure your business in without you knowing your true coverage.
Right, and you only find out about some of those things after the accident happens. As I just told you in the first part of this show, I don't want to read my automobile policies when they come to me in the mail. I don't want to read my renewals. I really would like to just set it aside and go on about other things. But I'm, an alarm goes off inside of me. I have to do this. I have to sit down and understand it. And sometimes I have to ask questions. And if you're going to ask questions, you need to ask them in writing. It's okay if you have a verbal conversation, but you need to ask them in writing. Email's beautiful. Email's good. Because then they have to answer your questions. And I'm talking about a subject that I'm dealing with recently in the past 1 month. About coverages, helping somebody with their coverages. And every time they got an email or letter back from the insurance company, it was more gobbledygook. It was more legalese. It was more, you have a non-hired auto. You have a hired auto. You got agents going out here. You got agents going out there. This was a person that had sent people out on business things and was asking us questions about that. Well, you've got a hired auto, you've got workers' comp exclusions, you've got all these exclusions. That's a huge word in insurance policy. So the point of the matter is this. Brad's whole point was that was very complicated presentation, but we have to talk to you about these subjects. The point of the matter is they look for ways initially. We're not even to the accident yet. We're not even to the scene. We're not even to the injuries. They look for ways to try to beat you and mitigate your claim. And we're talking about your own car insurance company now. And Brad made a great point earlier that you're dealing with an agent. Let's say you're dealing with an agent. Many times you feel you feel, and Brad, we need to talk about this some more, that your agent owes you obligations and duties and is there to protect you and advise you and take care of you, et cetera, and there are laws. This is a very complicated area of the law, but it's not just automatic that they owe you all the duties in the world, and if they make mistakes or they don't tell you about something or they use this legalese talk like hired auto, non-hired auto, leased automobiles, et cetera, exclusions, then sometimes you can't even figure out a claim against the agent because the law doesn't support some of those.
Sure. I mean, how many of you sitting right here right now think about this? How many of you sitting here right now think that if you go out of town and you get a rental car, if you're covered under your current policy? Are you covered under your current policy? And are you covered for the property damage for that car under your current policy? Is it, or do you have to buy the rental car's insurance, which is a premium rate? It's a very high rate. How many of you know that? If you don't know it, why don't you know it? You know, it's a matter of calling up your agent. But what I'm trying to impress on you is sometimes you get an agent or somebody in the office saying, "Oh yeah, you're covered," when you're not really covered. And that's why it's very important you put in writing to them, "I want this coverage. You've told me I have this coverage. I'm depending on you." And, you know, it almost, Gary, is to the point where I think you should make that a form letter that you send every time you do a renewal.
Right.
To make sure that the agent knows this is what you're depending on, and I'm depending on you giving me this coverage that I've asked for, and you have told me I have it. And put it in plain and simple terms. That way, when it comes up and all of a sudden you're in an accident and you're having to look and recover some of this money, or your car's been damaged, you're trying to recover some of this money, you have the ability to recover it. Now, that doesn't talk about getting it from the other side. You know, there's about at least nine mistakes that the insurance company hopes you make when you're in a car accident and you want to recover from the other side. And we'll probably cover that in another show because we're not going to be able to cover it today. But there's about nine mistakes, at least nine, that the insurance company just hopes you make a mistake on because they're going to be able to seize on that and keep you from being able to recover or mitigate your losses.
So I hope that we're making the point with you that this is all before an accident happens. Accident hasn't even happened yet. There's no scene. There's no accident. There's no damage. There's no collision. There's no rear end. There's no T-bone. Nothing. Hasn't happened yet. This is very, very important. Sometimes it can be almost boring. I mean, put me to sleep, right? Reading the language of these policies. There's certain things you need to focus on in these policies. In these car policies, your UIM coverage, MedPay coverage. And we're going to explain those. This is going to be a whole series of shows, so get ready. We're going to educate you. There's also things you need to focus on in your policies. The word exclusion is huge. The word exclusion and the words and the stacking. As Brad just said, it's all included. What does that mean? You need to know what that means. I mean, if you have more than one car, you need to know what that means. And you need to know how these companies operate. And what are some of these exclusions? What are some of the ways they beat you? So you need to get your insurance lined up. And, you know, sometimes you might hear this from various sources. Excuse me. You need to make sure you have your insurance coverage lined up. But, the thing about it is you have to have the proper insurance coverage and you need to read the policies.
You do have to read the policy. And the policy is very hard to read. The place you want to start with, obviously, is your deck page. That's a declarations page. That's a page that is sent to you, and it should be sent to you every time there's a renewal. Even if they don't send you a whole policy, it should be sent to you, the declaration page, every time there's a renewal. And it should be sent to you, and it should be something you look at. And it should be in plain, clear English language that allows you to go down and see what coverage you have for different events, how much coverage there is for different events. It should identify who the insureds are. Make sure you understand. One of the ways insurance companies love to defeat your claim is by looking and saying, gee, the person driving the car that ran into you didn't have insurance because they're excluded from the household. They're not included within the household, or they're not an insured driver, or they were using the car outside the boundaries of the definition that's within the policy. And they like to do that. They like to make sure, and the first thing they'll do is they say they're going to, quote, determine coverage and try and find a way to show that their negligent party didn't have coverage. So you need to look at that declaration page immediately. Then you probably have to go to definitions and make sure that you have the right people, you have the right coverage. Something else, folks, I can't tell you how many times people or the insurance agents will mess up on having the proper ID number for your car. Now, most of the time, that doesn't defeat insurance coverage. It's just something they use against you, or you have to go in and get it straightened out because all of a sudden that ID number doesn't fit the VIN number that they're looking at with regard to the car that was in the accident.
You know, unfortunately, you got good news here because you got attorneys, us, you can call during the week. Anytime, you can give us a call, and we'll talk to you about insurance coverages. We'll look at your deck sheet. You know, and I've offered on our radio show many times. I'm going to offer again here. I do it Saturday mornings a lot. If you want my own copy of my own personal deck sheet, declaration sheet, seeing what kind of coverages I have, I'll be glad to furnish it to you. All you have to do is call us and ask for it. It's pretty much that easy. 303-795-5900. Listen, we got a break coming up, but you got to ask yourself the following question. Why in the world do Brad and I do these shows? Why in the world do we cover all these details with you? Why do we give you this information? Think about that. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. You're listening to our beginning show of our series on the ABCs of how insurance companies try to defeat your claim, beat your claim, mitigate your claim, and reduce your claim. You know, and what's kind of interesting to Brad and I is that we found out a variety of ways, including sworn testimony and depositions, that a lot of insurance companies and their adjusters listen to these shows. They want to hear what we have to say. And because they understand how we come from it from our perspective, and they want to know what we're going to say. And a lot of them listen to our bad faith insurance shows very much. So you can give us a call anytime. You know, we do injury cases all over the state of Colorado, big ones, medium ones, small ones. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. And we travel all over the state. We can do your case anytime. We also do workers' compensation cases for injured workers. And we have written the book, which is the definitive guideline on workers' compensation cases in Colorado. Simple as that. You can get that. The cost of it, free. How about that? Free is for me. Okay, Brad, let's kind of wrap up this show. We're talking about the insurance coverages. We're talking about way before an accident happens, the scene, how you do this, how you deal with your insurance company, why the coverages are important. And I think one of the critical parts that you just brought up a minute ago, Brad, is, you know, people find out they're at the accident, they exchange information, they're given an insurance card, and we see this quite a bit. And then when you call the at-fault party's insurance company, they say that policy lapsed. That policy was canceled. That policy didn't exist since 3 months ago. Sorry.
Well, that's exactly right. They'll try and figure out a way, or that person wasn't authorized to drive the car, or they'll start quizzing their own insured about you know, why was this person driving your car and what was the arrangement you had? And if they can find something that's a loophole, they're going to defeat the claim. And they're going to defeat the claim to the damage or to the detriment of their own insured even. They don't care. They're just trying to make sure they don't have to pay the money. And that's what their goal is not to have to pay the money. Anytime an insurance company tells you anything different, don't believe it. They're not in the business to pay claims.
This is war. I've told you before, it's war. Simple as that. You need to understand that. You need to embrace that concept. You need to grab that concept. This is war. They don't want to pay you. And it starts all before the accident. Okay, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been together over 30 years. We've been helping injured victims for over 30 years put their lives back together again and helping their families. They can't work or they can only work part-time. They need medical bills paid. They need medical treatment. We can solve those problems for you. 303-795-5900. Don't forget about our free initial consultation and our free legal game plan. Trademark protected. It's all built for you. Why wouldn't you do that? Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys all over the state of Colorado. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Why? Because we are your champions of the people.